step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What am I going to do? Make a big announcement?
Yeah.
You know what? I don't talk about it a lot either, but I happen to have a PhD in... radio.
Yes, you do.
And I'm convinced, y'all, they're definitely real.
Yeah, I like when cats and dogs get along.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And if I'm not mistaken, a nose is meat.
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
These are idiots.
Not exactly the best and brightest.
It's called a SCOBY.
The fact they use the word snotty.
Yeah.
Or SCOBY.
Yeah.
It'd be a great morning show name, though. Snotty and SCOBY in the morning.
I'm SCOBY.
I'm Snotty. Don't mind.
I'm not going to be snotty.
I was going to be SCOBY.
I'm not snotty. No, sir. That's you.
That's not you.
Okay, I get it. The gloves are off.
These are just ordinary, boring people.
All right.
You seem like a lunatic.
Let's do this.
No time.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
And away we go.
Good Tuesday morning. Today is Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. And we are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I had to check myself.
May.
Man. One day back and I'm like... What is today? Here's Kelly Raspberry.
It very well is possible that Tommy Jean is up already.
Tommy Jean, what's up, girl?
And it's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tommy Jean.
She loves you guys so much.
I love
her
too.
She's counting down the days. She's going to be going on a little vacation with us.
Oh.
That's right.
So she's really excited. Happy birthday, Tommy Jean.
Happy birthday, TJ.
This is a friend you've had since like elementary school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best friends.
I mean, best friends forever.
She's your Kirk. Kirk is my Tommy Jean. Okay.
Thanks, Al.
Here is J.C. Chavez.
I went and saw The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
What's your review?
What did you think?
So here's the thing. I feel like the ambiance can alter how someone sees a movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I agree.
How you see it with really matters.
It does matter, Kelly. Number one, the sound in our theater was, I think, messed up because you couldn't really hear the talk when they were talking.
Oh,
did
no.
It sound like they were under the water?
Funny. Nice. It sounded muffled to the point where my wife had to go talk to the manager twice.
Oh,
and
man.
The second time, the manager stood there, I guess, and watched a little bit with her and said, yeah, you're right. The sound is not right. Because then they went in another theater, and she said you could clearly hear them talking.
Oh, what
and
a
then
summer.
We were sitting next to – I was personally sitting next to this girl who finished her drink around the previews but decided to keep drinking it during the movie.
Oh, the slurping?
And she was getting every ounce of – whatever was in that cup.
You have those to know you're annoying.
Yeah, and those drinks are expensive, though.
Oh, I don't care, Justin. When you get to the ice and you hear that slurpy thing, stop.
Game over.
Because I don't know what was going on. Because all I could focus on was her.
You're a part of her world.
Ooh.
Well, maybe she was trying to make the movie more realistic.
Like, yeah.
You know,
sound
watery
effects.
Sound. Yeah, sound effects.
But Chloe Bailey, great job. Flounder, not a big fan of you.
What?
Nah, I don't know. He looked like he was dying.
Scuttle?
Scuttle was hilarious.
Sebastian?
Sebastian, good.
Didn't you want to eat him?
I did not want to eat him.
I wanted to eat him.
What was it?
It was good. It was good.
No, he's a crab.
Crab.
Gotcha.
Dip him some butter.
Yeah.
Here's Anna. Good morning.
Good morning. So now that pool season has officially kicked off, yep. How do we feel about the person that goes to the pool early, leaves a towel, and then leaves?
To
save a spot.
Cannot stand those people.
There was an incident at our pool this weekend because somebody had left a towel there, and then the pool started getting crowded and crowded and crowded. There was no more seats.
For hours.
It got hours. It got to the point where we were like, is this person just not going to come back and get it because they're embarrassed? Eventually, we left. I never even got to see who it was.
I saw somebody post this weekend. I don't know if it was a viral post or a friend of mine that said that they were at a resort, and they went down and saw that there were all the chairs were taken.
Everyone.
And they went down at like 8 o'clock, which is early. And they decided, you know what? Let's wait for 20 minutes. Nobody came down. They moved the towels and took two chairs. 4 hours later.
Hours.
4 hours later. So noonish. This older couple comes down and goes, those are our chairs. They had been there for 4 hours, eaten, had already been drinking.
Sorry.
And guess who the resort kicked out?
The couple who took the chairs.
The people that took
Seriously?
The chairs.
Was
they gave it to them.
That's not right.
That yeah. And they
That's
were they
so
were
annoying.
Upset about it.
It's like one
That's
thing to
cool.
leave your
That's
towel.
On the resort. Like, they need to be like, there's an hour time limit.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Like if you want to go down ahead of your whole family, I'm going to go grab the chairs. Y'all finish getting ready. Make it like an hour time.
Have somebody
limit.
Down there at least.
Have a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Have a person. Yeah.
But hours. They hold them for hours. Hours. It's a whooping.
We started making bets on when, like the time of when these people would show up, and then we just never got to see them because we were there for hours and then we just left.
Yeah.
Like a restaurant won't take like it's after a certain time. If you're not there, you know, they gotta give that they gotta turn the table.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
And you get charged for not showing up.
They give it to the people that showed up 4 hours after they put
That's
it down.
Cool.
No.
Who probably bought like one drink and left.
Mm. Right. Oh, I don't who knows what time.
Here's part-time Justin.
So yesterday I fought off a fly. I was in the bathroom and it was just buzzing around going crazy and I was able to swat it and then it just disappeared. I felt it hit my leg and it just disappeared. I was like, I think I killed it. I have no idea.
Or stunned it.
Right? Because they get knocked out if we hit them, right?
And I think she crawled away or did whatever, and I just, like, forgot about her.
Or you knew it was a girl,
yes.
Huh?
And then, yes, I think she was a girl fly, and I killed
her. Oh, wow.
And then, so then I ate my burrito bowl, and I watched Jersey Shore, and then I went to bed. And this morning, I'm taking a shower, and I'm washing my legs, and the fly falls off my leg.
Oh.
I slept with that fly on my leg. ate a burrito bowl with that fly on my leg. I was disgusted and mortified. I had a dead fly attached to me.
What?
That is so gross.
I belong at a farm.
Did you confirm that it was a girl? Or?
Yes, it was a girl.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not that very well endowed guy.
She was dead.
Did you sleep with pants on?
No, I had shorts.
How hard did you hit it onto your leg?
I don't know.
You splatted it?
Yes, just washing soap down my leg, and I just feel like this like crumble thing, and it's just like a big black spot.
Shut up.
Yes. Disgusting.
Shouting out a big black spot?
Well, I didn't feel it before he said spot. Shout out was right between
the
black
premature
and
shout out.
Shout out. Premature.
Right. You gotta wait for the whole sentence before you shout out. It could go bad, dude.
Right. You fly.
Oh my gosh. Here is what's your name, Trey, in the control room.
I got to see my little brother graduate high school over the weekend. He walked the stage, and I was there with the whole family. And I'm sitting there telling my dad, hey, good job. You got three kids through high school. You made it to adulthood. That's great. And I'm looking out at the crowd of kids, and I'm like, this is like the most important day of their life, and they think they know it all, and they don't know anything. I know everything. I am twice their age, and I've learned a lot. My dad looks over at me. He's like, I could say the exact same thing to you sitting right here right now. Like, you don't know anything yet. And so I'm looking out being all, like, judgy to these kids. And, like, they don't know. They don't know what the world's like yet. And then my dad's like, you don't even know.
You were that guy.
You turn on Malvavik Quaid after that.
Yeah.
You know nothing.
I know. Yeah. Well, it wasn't meant to be a rude. It was just like, oh, you've got so much life ahead of you. Not a, like, oh, y'all are dummies.
I know. When you're in high school, though, that's everything.
Yeah.
That's your whole world.
Yeah.
It's hard
true.
To tell a 15, 16-year-old that this is literally 3 or 4 years of your life.
Those 4 years
You've
seem
got
like
decades ahead of you.
That, yeah. Those 4 years feel like they are your entire life.
Yeah.
Because they go by so slowly.
Until you get
and
out.
Quickly.
And they're so formative.
Yeah. I was going to say, right? they do linger.
They
right?
seem, it, while you're in it at that age, it seems like it's forever.
Forever.
Oh my gosh.
I'll never be a sophomore. I'll never be a junior. I'll never be a senior.
I've seen Emma Kelly probably a grand total of 5 minutes since she got out of
school. Oh, she's been doing working and stuff?
She's hanging out with her friends nonstop.
Oh, just hanging out?
I'm like, you need to come home at some point. See me?
Yeah,
you got to prefer that than always being at home.
Where's the cool hangout? They go to the mall or something or what?
Oh, yeah.
Each other's house.
Oh, they go to
they
houses?
Just pop around.
Yeah. Well, it'll just be a couple of years, Kelly, before she goes off to college and then she comes home on the weekend to do laundry.
Yeah. Ours was. Ours was, we would be like, who do you think has the full pantry? And that's whose house would go
right.
to.
Oh, we walked in the other night, Alan and I, and there were the three teenage boys we'd never seen before standing and going through our pantry.
That's like, right.
Hello. What?
Thank
Hello.
You.
Who are you?
Ours was.
New Rule and McKelly.
We had a friend. My friend that had the full pantry every time, Shiloh. We knew. Her mom, Pam, always on Fridays would
you
go to the store.
You called your buddy's mom, Pam?
Miss Pam? Yes.
Oh, you,
you didn't say Miss Pam and you know it.
To her? Yes,
you
I
did.
Yes, I did. Okay. You better freaking believe it.
Hey, lady.
I call my friends' moms by their first names.
Do you? Did you back then, though?
Yeah, in high school, yeah.
But no.
Some of them wanted
they would
you to do
them
that.
To.
Some of them okay. They call my daughters just call me Miss Kelly, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
Anna, Justin.
But hey, Bridget.
The ones that specifically asked, yeah.
But you would say Mr. or Mrs. if they didn't ask?
If they didn't ask. And then my close friends, I would just call, like, my best friend's mom, I called her mom.
Like, my best friend's mom, I called her Mrs. Ward, and she said no. Just call me Jackie, like in fifth grade. And I was like,
but also as a kid, I would try to avoid any conversation with an adult.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, how could I not talk to you?
No. When do you have to stop saying Mr. and Mrs.?
When you get
when
to 18.
When you die. Thank you, Kelly. So, the old school side of the rule, when you
you're
die.
18.
When you die. That is across the street, rest in peace. Well, a lot of my neighbors growing up have passed away. But that was Mr. McCain. Mrs.
But if they
Bell,
asked you to say their first
Mrs.
name.
No.
Go Mr.
Wow.
Mrs. Howlett.
They asked you. They're an adult.
I would say Miss. Anderson. Miss K. Miss. I had like Miss those ladies. Yeah. Miss Peggy. Miss Chris. We call them. But you said that.
I call my doctor Kyle. What up, Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What's wrong with you?
What's up, Gary?
It's a generational thing,
I
Kelly.
Know.
My son.
I know.
I've seen my son say address people that he. Went to school. He works at the school. It's called St. Mark's. He works at the school that he graduated from, right? So it was Mr. Mank. Oh, Mr. Mank's passed away too, dog. But now it's, hey, Bob. You know, it's like, whoa.
They're coworkers.
He was your teacher.
They're coworkers.
Hey, Bob. I'm like, no. That just seems wrong to me.
That's just how it is. Well, what's up with you, Big Al? How's your weekend?
I had something. Oh, so my mom, a similar situation, Trey, but with my mom. We're coming back from church. I always want to have these conversations like, Mom, y'all did a great job. You know, like, Mom, y'all did a great job raising my sister and I. You know?
You want to have meaningful conversations, not frivolous ones.
Right. And so it's hard to get started with that conversation. So I'm like, I just started. I said, Mom, you know, considering what y'all had to work with, y'all did a great job of raising me and my sister Valencia. I mean, my mom was a school teacher. My dad had a business, and it, you know, he's self-employed, and they put both of us through private school and put my sister through Stanford and helped me start my business. And I was like, y'all did a great job when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was receptive to it, but I'm like, okay, well, where does this? I really didn't have a guideline on this conversation, like where it was going to start and middle and end. I was just kind of making a statement, and it just kind of sat there. Like
just saying thank you to your parents from time to time?
That's
nice.
That's kind of what it was.
Thank you for all the sacrifices.
Oh, my gosh, because they sacrificed a lot.
Yeah.
Anna,
mm-hmm.
Are there any celebrities that we may be celebrating their dates of birth today?
Yeah, Remy Ma is 43 today, the rapper. CeeLo Green is also 48 today.
We did not forget you.
Yeah. And Idina Menzel, Adele Nazim.
Oh, Adele Nazim.
Is 52 today on National Creativity Day.
Mm.
It's also World Multiple
Sclerosis
Day. National Sophia Day. Love that.
That's
my
middle
name.
Yeah.
It is my middle name. And also National Jennifer Day. I don't know why I have to share my
name
with Jennifer, but I hope she has a good day.
You Sophia with an F or PH?
F.
See?
Always.
Yeah.
There's a Jennifer Sophia out there celebrating.
Yeah.
Real
that's
hard.
That's a big day right there for you, Jennifer Sophia, or Sophia Jennifer. If you're having a good one. Kelly Raspberry, what we got coming up here with celebrity gossip?
Well, one major Saturday Night Live cast member hated the show.
Mm.
Hated it before getting the opportunity to be a star.
Ooh.
And Niall Horan remembers the first time he felt like a good singer.
Hmm.
You know, you have to question your talents until that one day. We'll get into that when we come back.
More from the Kelly Raspberry Studio on the Big Al Canal when we get back. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.